Wednesday's earthquake in Indonesia and the tsunami warnings that followed were reminders of what could happen on the west coast of this country. A 680-mile fault line runs offshore from Northern California to British Columbia. A major earthquake along that fault line could generate a devastating tsunami. Residents of coastal towns would have little time to escape. Scientists have been studying what a tsunami could do to one town in Oregon. Colin Fogarty of Oregon Public Broadcasting tells us about that research and the conclusions.
Oregon State University's Wave Research Laboratory is a hangar with a giant pool. It's the largest tsunami simulator in the world. On one end is a concrete beach with buildings that look like wooden Monopoly houses and hotels. It's a model of the real, quiet beach town of Seaside, Oregon, population 6,000. At the other end of the pool, the wave machine kicks up a hump of water. It rolls silently and mindlessly, and then it crashes into town. This is a miniature version of what could happen after a magnitude 8 earthquake off the west coast. A quake that big could happen when one continental plate jerks under another. Wave Lab Director Dan Cox says after the 2004 tsunami that killed 230,000 people in Southeast Asia, his main focus has been finding the best ways to escape during a similar disaster here.
One of the lessons that we learned from the Indian Ocean tsunami, for example, is that a lot of lives were saved when people were able to go up to the third and fourth floors of commercial buildings, hotels, and restaurants.
That's called vertical evacuation. In Japan, some towns have taken to this idea by building escape towers, like big lighthouses. Cox's research shows that could save people in parts of the real town of Seaside.
The time that it takes to evacuate from there is roughly the same amount of time that it takes for the tsunami to come.
There are warning systems along the west coast, but nearly 3 years after the Indian Ocean tsunami, there's still no uniform notification system. And Oregon State University researcher Harry Yeh says in a big earthquake, everyone will know what's happening.
If you have a strong, really big, strong ground shakings, I do not know how reliable that official warning system would work.
Yeh simulated two evacuations of Seaside, one with those Japanese-style escape towers and one without. He found at least 1,600 people would die if Seaside depended solely on people fleeing town. But 200 people would die if residents could escape to those towers. City leaders in Seaside, Oregon, and other coastal towns are paying close attention to this research, and so are leaders in Indonesia. In fact, the governor of the state of Aceh, the place devastated by the 2004 tsunami, is a graduate of Oregon State University. He plans to visit the Wave Center in Corvallis this week. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty.
This is NPR.